right now.
I know, Marlon. That literally, people that answer with the thumbs up make me mad. There you go. What's...
Like, Mom, this is not what we signed up for. The boats back then, they were like...
Them little raggedy things, bro. I, you did not catch me in that.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, guys, to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Marlon.
And I'm Fernanda. Oh, I cannot hear Jose.
Woo! We can't hear Jose. It's not.
It is muted.
No. Oh, my goodness.
It's fine. I'm Jose.
That's Jose.
I'm Jose.
Y'all heard him.
There you go.
I'm Jose. Okay, guys. What's your like most recent used emoji? Like straight up emoji right now.
What does that say about you? Oh, the emoji I use the most is the crying emoji with the long tears that go. I use it when I'm laughing.
So basic.
I use it when I'm laughing, when I'm crying.
Yeah.
Or when something is like extremely funny, like that. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, and then your mom would mistake. Why are you crying? Like, no, I'm crying. It's like I'm crying of laughter.
Yeah, exactly. It used to be the skull, like I'm dead, but I got bored of that.
Basic.
Jose, give yours.
Yeah, Jose.
I'll give you my second one. It's the emoji with like the, it's just like the straight mouth, you know. It's just like.
Did you really just say that?
It's crazy.
Oh, or the upside down face, the upside down smiley face. I'm like, what's yours?
Mine's a thumbs up.
I know, Marlon. That literally, people that answer with the thumbs up make me mad. Like, it's just like, I send a whole text and then it's just the.
No, but it's I don't send a thumbs up. I haven't. When have you seen me send a thumbs up?
Then why do you say that's your first one?
Oh, because apparently it was. But that's because I only send it. I send it with something else. It's like, okay, sounds good. Thumbs up. Or my mom says something, okay. I'll be like, okay, thumbs up. I love you more. Like, kiss emoji.
I love you more? Thumbs up?
That's no, it's like, okay, thumbs up. And then I love you more.
Okay.
Dun, 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 yeah.
Okay. Well, nice. There you go. What's you guys' most just emoji? You can comment it down. Well, you can comment it down below. Yeah. There you go.
Okay, guys.
Start us off, Marlon.
Okay, to start off, have y'all been stressed this week?
Yes.
It hasn't been a stress-free week.
I had one very stressful day.
Oh. Tell us about it, Hudson.
Okay, so at work, we do caterings, and I went with this dude, Noah.
Oh, I've heard about caterings.
The last one we went on, we took a little bit too long, yes. So we were already, like, weird. And then this one, it was just, like, 5 minutes away. The train is stuck right in the middle, like downtown, so we have to go all the way around, you know. The other road, the only other bridge that you can use to get over the train, it was full of cars. That 20-minute trip turned to like 40-something minute trip, and we were worried we were going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but it was not your fault.
No, but still.
Yeah.
Because it already happened. Like literally the last one we went on, we took a little too long. But that one's like across town.
Okay.
But still, it took a little time.
That was stressful.
We were worried. And I broke a knife that day.
Oh, no.
So I was like, I'm already messing up today.
Dang, that was a stressful day at work.
I was just like,
please don't look at me.
We were like, has Ali said anything to you? I was like, no. I was like, okay. It's just in the back. Like,
that's crazy.
What about you, Madeline? Has your week been stressful?
Not really. Just besides, well, no, yeah, it has, actually. You know, I was thinking about it, but yeah, no, it has. I think, well, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, working outside is pretty hot.
Yeah, it's been horrible.
So it wasn't, like, stressful because, I mean, it was chill. I guess I'm used to the heat. But then we took care of, mom got a call from her boss, which I don't even know how to say it because she doesn't work with them a lot. She's just kind of, like, sometimes. So, and we had to take care of kids. So, taking care of kids is stressful.
It is very much.
I got.
You got bit?
No. What's it called? They scratched me.
Yeah. Okay.
And the parents weren't around. But the mom was. I was like, okay, let's calm down. I was like, let's calm down. There's three of them. Usually it's just two. It's like a little girl and an older boy. This time it was a little girl, an older boy, and another older girl. I was like, Mom, this is not what we signed up for. The package is two.
The package is two.
Yes. And then my mom was on the phone half the time.
So it was you taking care of them?
A little bit. But then she would ask me questions because we are we're remodeling some stuff. And then just hearing her talk to the people and then talking back to Pedro. And then, you know, when adults have a conversation and they keep repeating stuff over and over, she was doing that so much. And I was like, Mom, I was so stressed out. I was like, oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
I understand. This week was a stressful one for me. We have SOAR Student Conference coming up next week, so it's been all about prep, and I am in charge of all the social media this year, so it's just a big responsibility. It's been like that, and also I have started rehearsals for the show that I'm in, so it's a lot of that, and I'm still adapting, and then there's other things, you know, personal things that happen this week. So it's been a stressful week, but hey. With God, that's where we can find our comfort.
Did you know that this video is going to come out like in a few weeks? So that you said that we got this coming up is not actually true to them.
That's so true. Okay, so...
So a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago. This is... Wow, that's crazy. Okay, yeah. But anyway... SOAR Student Conference happens in July.
It was an amazing time, guys. Y'all should definitely go again next year.
Definitely. Thank you.
10 out of 10 would recommend. So talking about this stressfulness, how do you deal with it? Like, what's something that you could do, or what's something that you do at the end of the day that just kind of like helps you cope with it?
Okay, Jose's smiling.
That makes you feel safe.
I just go get some food. Well... Get a caniac from Cane's, bro.
That's
no
so
slaw,
true.
Extra toast, and can I get an extra sauce, please?
Please.
It's up being like around almost $19. Yeah.
So that's what you do, just eat?
I get that, or I go to Tropical Smoothie, and I get me a flatbread, chicken pesto, because I've never had anything else, because why would I? If it's good, I'm not switching.
Chipotle chicken.
Chipotle's so booty, bro. And then,
I think he understood a whole different like restaurant.
Oh yeah,
he's talking about a different flatbread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, and I got a Bahama add banana. It's so good, and it's $13 with $60-something.
Wow,
it's not bad.
Anyways, I'm just a big bag, and I just go back home. I turn that TV on, and then. Either it used to be outdoors, boys, but then he's not doing YouTube no more. So there's that, which
that's how that was.
Or I just watch Criminal Minds, and for some reason that's very
Criminal Minds is
calming.
It's pretty, Mars got me into it. I was like, okay, and then I tell you know this is probably the scripted, right?
It is.
Yeah,
it's a show.
I was like, this is probably scripted. This did not happen, but it was cool.
So basically, you wind down. It's like it's been a stressful week. You just go and do things that you like, which is eating a good meal, getting to be home in your bed or a couch and just watching TV and just kind of like stop all the, like it's in the past. And now you're just focusing on relaxing.
And then I load up Clash Royale and then I get mad.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah.
Okay. When I'm stressed, I look for... either I want to talk it out, so I look for somebody that I can talk it out with, and it's somebody that I trust. So it's either a friend or someone that I care for. And if that doesn't help, obviously, as it's going on, I'm praying.
Yeah.
And I'm praying that God helps me control my emotions and, like, it doesn't go into something worse.
Yeah.
Because it's stress is, you can never stop stress. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, help me control it, because I don't want to be mean to others just because I'm stressed. So it's more of like, okay, like, help me calm down and understand that something that somebody just said recently to me was, things are temporary. So this stress is going to be temporary. Mm-hmm. So I cannot be mad because it's gonna pass. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to apply right now. Yeah. What about you?
That's what I say at work. It's like, it's okay. It's okay. It's all gonna be over soon. I'm gonna go home.
Yes.
I'm gonna be done.
Yes.
No, yeah. I when I'm sometimes stressed, like when I was with those kids, I try to go away. Because it's a big house. I'd either go downstairs or I'd go upstairs.
Mm.
And they would always follow. I was like, probably.
You're liked.
I guess. I would just try to lay down. And then I covered myself in a blanket. And they, like, started attacking me through the blanket. I was like, okay. And yeah. So whenever I'm, like, okay, stressed, I either try to, like, back away from it. And if I can't, like, that, I just try to deal with it and be patient. And I played music because they had a theater, like a home built-in theater. Mm. And I tapped into the speakers and then I played worship music. I don't think it helped, but it helped me. It helped calm them down, but it helped me. It helped me. It lined the mood up.
Good.
But yeah, that was basically it. Yeah. And talking about our storms, you would say, what would you say, like, let's say if Jesus was right next to you during those times, what would you say?
This morning as I was driving, I was asking God. I was like, God, I know that you know what I'm going through, but please let me feel your presence. Like, I know that he is with me all the time, but it was like, I just need, like, I basically was asking God, hold me. Because it's hard, and I know that you're with me, but I just need to know that you see me right now. So sometimes it's that, or sometimes I, like, you know, when we were at the camp with the the missionary, what's her name? Kara. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. We'll put it. She's our Romanian missionary, and she said, sometimes we are afraid to pray things and like, God, why is this happening? God, please let me know. Like, now after she said that, I'm like, I want to talk to God, not just like my savior, but I want to talk to him as like my friend, my father.
Yeah.
And like, it's asking these questions of why is this happening to me? Please let me know. Please let me see what you're trying to teach me, because it's hard. Like, being so honest, it's like, why?
Yeah.
Help me see what you're trying to teach me, because right now it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm working on. I don't know. What would you say? Do you remember the question?
I got locked in. Try to remember the name.
What was her name?
Wait, what was it?
Like, let's say you're a season of stress. You're stressed out. In your storm, you could say, Jesus was right next to you. What would you say?
If he was right next to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I always like to say, I don't know why, but Lord, take the wheel. I always like to say that. So I would say, like, can you, like, please help me, you know? Like, can you, like, lead me? Can you, like, tell me what to do? What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not going to happen, though. I tend to be a little too, I can do it myself. I don't need a lot of help or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to say that that's what I would do, that I would, like, ask for his help.
Like, you seen this right now? Lord, you seen this right now? I'm about to take out.
I'm like,
hold me back. Hold me back.
Come on, bro. Hey,
hold me back.
Get a load of this guy, bro. Come on. Yeah.
Her name's Kendra.
Kendra.
I thought I was going to say Sandra, but I was like.
No. But. Yeah.
No, I was not close.
Anyway, there you go. Okay. So what would you do?
Explained. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. I'm sorry. I was locked in. My bad. Okay, sorry.
I would never do that to you, Marlon.
I was looking for the name. I was trying to soothe your mind.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Literally.
I was thinking about the name. I forgot. Yeah.
Okay. The one brain cell, like, among us. Like, literally the one brain cell. We're sharing that one brain cell. Ow.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my days.
Sorry, next question.
No, I was just gonna add on to it. Reassurance is real.
Yeah.
Like it's so good to have though, especially like if you have Jesus right next to you.
Yeah.
You could be reassured that way. And kind of like what you said, it's good to have, like, it's like we see what we're about to talk about as well, kind of what you said, that we can ask God those questions, like why, because the disciples had those questions too. Matthew 8 verse 23, ESV version says, and when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep, Jesus. And they went and awoke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the man marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" So cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that they weren't afraid to ask. They weren't afraid to wake him up. They were like they were probably dying. They said that they were perishing. So they were like, this is probably a big, like, scary storm. And yeah. You know the boats back then? There was like...
them little raggedy things, bro. You did not catch me in that.
I would have been tweaking out. I would have been like, I would have been like, yeah, we're dead.
Yeah. Like already saying, like, see you later.
Yeah. And an interesting thing, too, is that we see Jesus, before this, he was on land. He was healing people. He healed a paralytic. Mm-hmm. And then people brought more people. They're like, they brought like a whole wave, like, heal him, and he was healing them. And then we see the disciples, his closest friends, his followers, now in the same boat. They're wondering, like, well, if Jesus was, like, saving them, healing them, why isn't he, like, healing us? Mm-hmm. Why isn't he, like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So we could see, like, if in your personal opinion, why do you think that, why are you surprised? You look at Jesus and you say, why was he asleep? Why wasn't he, like, freaking out or at least awake?
I think he was teaching them to call on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you just expect me to do something? Call on me. Like, we need to fully depend on him.
Yeah.
Like, he knows what we need. Mm. But sometimes what he wants is to train us to ask him for what we need.
Yeah.
It's a relationship. We don't have God as just a give me, give me, give me. Yeah. You have a relationship with him. You have to talk to him for him to give too. And I feel like at that moment, he was like, I'm waiting for you to call me. Like, I can literally just...
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's what I feel. Yeah,
yeah, it's I feel like me personally, like every single time like something bad happens, I always try to like fix it myself. You know how I was saying earlier, it's just I forget that God is capable of fixing everything in the world with however He wants. He can say a word, He can just think of it, and it will happen. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like it's just like a human mentality to just always try to like fix it ourselves, or like just completely forget about who actually has all the power in the world and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's good. Oh. I like that. I mean, I agree. Another thing too is I think that's how it planned out. They called on him. Jesus was teaching them either for them to call on him. Or maybe the story could have went another way and they could have had faith and been like, okay, if this guy was just literally performing miracles and we're now in this situation, but he's chilling, like, if he's calm, why shouldn't we be calm? So maybe he was also maybe trying to teach them or see if they were going to have that faith. Be like, okay, if they believe in me and they see me calm, they should have nothing to worry about because I'm with them. So they should be calm.
That's so true.
And another interesting thing we see is that it said disciples. It didn't say, oh, Peter was the one that woke him up. It said that they were all scared and they all went to call for him. So that says, like, do sometimes the people that we hang out with help us to call on the Lord, to mm-hmm. guide us to call on the Lord, mm-hmm. or to have faith?
I'm recently analyzing all my friend groups and who I hang out with. Yeah. And I've seen that my friend group is like becoming smaller and smaller. Yeah. And when I hang out with people that I used to hang out with, I'm like, this was literally me at a dinner the other night. I was quiet. All of them were saying all these things, but I wasn't fitting in this conversation. And all of them were saying all these things, and I wasn't fitting in this conversation either. And all of the things that they were talking were worldly. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, literally, I was like, I love them, but I literally don't have anything in common anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, I am thankful of the people that I have, that I do have things in common with, but I love my people here. That I want them to know Jesus how I know him, mm-hmm. because I don't want them to just, I don't want Jesus to be like, you were with these people and you never shared the gospel. Yeah. I want them to know, at least to hear it, mm-hmm. and then they can decide. But it's like, I'm like starting to see mm-hmm. where God is taking me now. And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I have that same encounter because I don't know if y'all have heard about the Love Island
show. Yeah.
And they were talking about that, and I was like, I didn't know a lot of it. But mm-hmm. I knew kind of around what it's about, and mm-hmm. that really it's like it's, not a good show. I was just, like you said, I was quiet, but like.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, it kind of feels like, uh-huh. it reassures me that we don't belong. Mm-hmm. in this world, yeah. and that I have a place mm-hmm. that I will yeah. belong. Yeah. Like, I do belong with yeah. God. I do belong with you too. I do belong with our church. I do belong with yeah. people that love Jesus. And I find that so comforting.
Yeah.
Comforting. 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 Do you know, it was really hard for me to know how to say that word. Comforting. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
But yeah, you are.
I say it fast enough to where nobody questions it.
Well, good job. You said it right.
Thank you. Until like, wait, what'd you say? What'd you say? Comforting.
Oh, wow.
Comforting. Okay.
Sorry.
But yeah, it's a good reminder. And it also reminds us that we could have a different attitude towards God.
Don't say.
Crickets. Anyways. That we can also see how sometimes how we call on the Lord, what that says about us. And another thing that I was reflecting on it too, that I just thought of, is sometimes we call unto the Lord when things are hard. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, like, whenever they were about to die, they, like, immediately, they just used God to, hey, God, like, help us. Obviously, we know that the disciples were a little different. They always ask questions like, why did you say this? Why did you say that? But it reflects and makes us think too, like, is our relationship with God just the one that we just call on the Lord whenever things are hard? Or is it when things are going good as well?
Yeah.
Like, do we thank mm-hmm. him and stuff?
Yeah. That's why I enjoy our Friday nights at church, because everyone gets to share about the good things that God has done and what mm-hmm. they're grateful for. And then we get to share the trials and tribulations that we're going mm-hmm. and, like, we pray with one another. But it's, like, it's seeing how God is acting in mm-hmm. others' lives. It's so encouraging. Mm-hmm. And that's something that it helps me now. Like, okay, we need to be grateful for everything we've given, even the tough mm-hmm. times are also mm-hmm. things that we can grow on. And I think that's nice. Well,
we have nothing else to say. It was good to have you here, guys, with us today, this day. You can follow us on lifeword.org. You could find us on Instagram at ADAW Podcast, on TikTok as well, at ADAW Podcast, and on YouTube. You have to capitalize the A and the D and the AW, because if it's lowercase, then it won't. It would show up like another thing. I learned that's the hard way. Yeah, so capital A-D-A-W on YouTube. And then if you want to follow or you want to learn more about Jesus, go to follow at lifeword.org/follow.
Right. Brother Rusty will put it on the screen.
Ignore Marlon. Brother Rusty got it.
Brother Rusty's got it on the screen. Bye, guys.